kids come to Cub Scout meetings, why? To have fun. So what you want to do is to create an atmosphere of fun. And that's why I stress so much, check your dignity at the door, get in touch with the 9-year-old, and have fun yourself. If you do that, the kids will follow right along. Now, you don't play the guitar, you're not going to learn the guitar. What do you do? Well, if you play the piano or something else, fine. Okay, that's a wonderful thing. If you don't play some other musical instrument, check among the dads in your pack, especially guys in my age group. Okay, I'm 46 years old. I'm the ideal age for this, and I'll tell you why. Because I was just hitting puberty in the second week of February in 1964. Now, the reason I remember the second week of February 1964, specifically Sunday night of the second week of February in 1964, was because I was at Doris Stelzer's house, which was a good friend of my mom. I was there with my mom and dad. And we had the Ed Sullivan show on, and these four idiots came on the screen with hair. They looked like they were from some other planet. You know, now we all look like that, you know. But back then, they looked like they were from Mars or something. And they're singing something about they wanted to hold somebody's hand and shaking their head and doing all this goofy stuff. And it was like watching a train wreck. You didn't know what it was, but you couldn't look away. It was just amazing. We're sitting there watching this. And I remember my reaction in particular, because remember, I was just like 12 years old in that age group, just 13 years old, just really starting to understand girls, and this was that girls were not a bad thing, maybe after all. I may have been wrong all these years about them. And I'm watching the TV, and they're climbing over one another. They're going crazy. They're climbing the walls and screaming. They're completely hysterical over these four guys. And I remember watching them and thinking, that's a good job. So 2 weeks later, I inquired at school, do you offer guitar lessons? And you know, they didn't. The closest that they had at my school at the time, because we were kind of in a poor neighborhood, was I could take ukulele lessons. So I learned to play the ukulele. You know, I was like John Lennon with a ukulele. I was really cool. And then years later, when I was about 14, 15 or so, I bought a guitar with my own money and tried to figure out how to play the guitar based on what I knew on the ukulele. It was a long, it's a very sad story. But the point of it is this, is there are an incredible number of men between the ages of about 45 and 50 right now who had that same experience that I did that night. They play the guitar. It's in the closet collecting dust. Those men have now been in careers, working in software, in banking, working in all these highfalutin industries, and every once in a while they open the closet and that thing calls to them. You know, they open the closet and they hear this voice coming out of the closet from the guitar, and it's going, that's a good job.